B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faithful.
Got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Drytech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's sound off. 610-771-9705 is the number to participate. You want to talk about the Phillies over the weekend? That's the number, 610-771-9705. Let's see what we have today.
The Phillies pitching staff holds the San Diego Padres to 5 runs over 3 games, and we can't get more than 1 win. Being a Phillies fan is like pushing a really big boulder to the top of a hill, and you get a foot from the top, and you slip, and the rock rolls all the way back to the bottom again.
You know, it's I don't know if it's that bad.
But That's a little dramatic.
It's like getting like halfway up the hill, though.
Yeah.
Also, there's people that say, oh, just keep pushing the boulder, go back down to the bottom. No, but at that point, I just go to the top of the mountain without the boulder. I sit there and wait for the vultures to take it. That would be frustrating. You push a boulder. You know how much work that is, how tired you are? You got to start all over?
Yeah, man, that's Sisyphus. That's no fun.
Yeah, no good.
I don't know where to start with the Phillies. I really don't. I find myself at a loss for words right now. The offense, let's face it, it's just not panning out to be what it was supposed to be. The pitching's come around. Even the bullpen was a little better. And the offense, they get shut out 2 out of 3 games at home. At home!
Well, where it was doesn't matter to me as much. The games all count the same. It's bad to get shut out 2 out of 3, no doubt about it. Bryce Harper obviously did not play in the whole series. I think that plays a role in it. But I do think that this weekend and going forward, as the weather warms up, they're going to hit. Don't worry.
I'm listening to the show every day, and at least 3 times a week, somebody calls in to the show or on Sound Off and talks about how Maxey has the potential to be better than Iverson. Why can't Tyrese Maxey just be the next Tyrese Maxey? Why are these guys so eager to supplant Allen Iverson?
Well, I didn't hear actually anybody actually eager. I mean, you hear it once in a while. What I was saying was forget him being Allen Iverson, because that's unfair to ask anybody to be. 75 greatest players of all time. The guy is incredible. If he's completely untouchable, will Maxey have some of those Iverson-like plays in moments? To sustain it at that level is hard for anybody.
Yeah, this is for all you people who wanted Howie Roseman fired. This show, the morning show, and all the knuckleheads who called in last year wanting Howie Roseman fired. You know what I think about you people? Don't be Cowboy fans. We don't want you. Because you don't know the game.
Who are you?
First of all, who is he? Like, he's the czar of Eagles fans. Go be Who is he to tell somebody to go somewhere and do anything? Second of all, Connor, did they play a game yet this year?
No, I don't think they have.
Jen, did they play yesterday?
No.
They play last Sunday?
No.
So maybe he should wait until the Eagles maybe play some football games and look good in football games. And then make that call, making overarching declarations that he doesn't have the authority to make it any way, shape, or form. Maybe.
Talk about wrestling. My favorite guy growing up was the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Ty, remember when he had that kid dribble the basketball and he said if he could dribble it 15 times, he'd give him $500? And on the 14th dribble, he kicked the dang ball out of the kid's hand. Oh, man, that was classic.
It was.
And terrible. But
the person who came up with the idea for the segment was on a podcast that explained why. Because he was giving people the money, he was getting cheered at live events. So they wanted to do something that would guarantee he would get booed.
Oh.
The mom wasn't in on it, and the kid was not in on it.
Really?
Did that. Kid cried. Mom got really upset. They did go back and pay.
Oh. Well, that's good.
They gave her cash money in her hand.
How about that?
But yes, that was an awesome thing about, yes, in fact, he used to have people kiss his feet. Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. You said people kiss his feet, and then he would give them money.
That's right. Oh, Ryan's favorite wrestler.
The million-dollar man was something.
What is going on in baseball? The Padres and Phillies have some of the best offenses in the league, and in three games, they both combined for 8 total runs. 8 runs in 54 innings. What is going on?
Well, Jason Stark says it's the dead ball. We'll see what happens the rest of the way. I still think they're going to hit close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
Yes, indeed. That was Sound Off. And that concludes our week. Thanks to Dylan, Connor, Jen, obviously everybody that listened, everybody that watched. Thanks. Called Booney. Thank you so much. Up next on the radio side, we have Draft Lines, and Devon's going to be on killing it like he has been all week long on TV side, Bird's Huddle. And I will talk to everybody tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Everybody have a good weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.